meeting to order. Can I have approval of September 17, 2024 minute meetings?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Close. Good. Thank you. Melissa from O'Connor Davies here to give us an update talk about the planning process for 2024 audit. Melissa?
Perfect. Great. Thank you. So for 2023 update, the financial statements were issued on September 27th, 2024. We did do the financial statements and the single audit combined together. The single audit was uploaded to the Federal Audit Clearinghouse, and that was signed off and submitted. There are some other items for besides the financial statements. We do have two agreed upon procedures we complete. One is for the jail commissions and one is for the resource recovery agency. The 2022 and 2023 drafts were provided. I believe those are in review as well. And then we're just waiting on the rep letter for those. The resource recovery agency agreed upon procedure, that draft was provided as well. And then once that's approved, we will issue final. We did receive the New York State DOT, which is the Department of Transportation audit, so it's a compliance audit. That one, we received the final signed manager letter today, so we should be issuing that today, dated February 5th.
Just a question on the AUP for promissory for 22.
Yes.
I see 23 in the drive, but not 22. I would like to get a copy of the 22 report, which we definitely were invoiced for. So,
yeah, so the 22 and 23 draft were provided at the same time. So, they should have both drafts.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I can get the other for sure. Thank you. It took some time going back and forth with
Can I also just ask a question about procedure? Like, how was it determined that that would be occurring? Like, I sat in every audit committee meeting, I reviewed contract and the scope, and I don't recall, is it in the engagement letter? Like, I just felt that I was like, oh, yay, I didn't know this was happening.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So in the RFP that we received and proposed con, there were several items in there. Included in that were the two agreed upon procedures. So one was for the jail commissary, okay, and one was for the resource recovery agency.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. No problem. We are engagement letter. So the contract is signed for all inclusive. We have to require a certain agreed upon procedure language in our engagement letter. So we have to issue separate engagement letters for both.
Right. Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Of course. The 23 New York State DOT I said was issued. So those would be the update on the outstanding items. For the 2024 upcoming audit, we did provide these planning documents. You guys got them all. So we'll go ahead and go over this document. So this is for the upcoming financial statement audit for December 31st, 2024. It is our planning meeting. The first portion is just a letter, just thanking us, thanking you for our services. Okay. Table of contents provides what's included in this document. And then if we go to page one, it's going to be the table here. That's going to be the timing of the audit as well as the deliverables. So the audit planning meeting is today.
Do you have any more of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good. 20, right?
Thank you. So today is our audit planning meeting, where we'll discuss the responsibilities as well as risks in the audit procedures. We did have our preliminary audit. That's where we do our audit planning, looking at the control testing. That happened on January 6th and January 7th. We will come back to do our year-end audit procedures. That's where we test the year-end balances and do like the substantive testing on those. That's going to be from June 2nd, and that will go all the way through June 20th. The financial statements will be drafted, and they will be provided in July or August. And then we will essentially then come and discuss those results of 12/31/24 audit, as well as any management letter comments associated with that. We will determine the meeting for that. And then everything has to be issued by the end of September in order to be in compliance with the single audit requirements. On the next page, page two, this is our plan audit scope. We do identify significant risks. We do a risk-based audit. There are two significant risks currently identified. The first one being improper revenue recognition due to fraud. That is presumed risk by AICPA. We do identify and perform certain audit procedures to ensure that that risk is low and that the county has controls in place to mitigate that risk. Second risk is going to be management override of internal controls over financial reporting. Generally, management has a lot of access to do journal entries. So we do control testing as well as journal entry testing in addition. There are significant audit areas we have identified here. Cash and cash equivalents, we do confirm directly with the bank. So we get third-party confirmations to make sure that the balances reported are accurate. Revenue recognition and accounts receivable, those two go hand in hand. We do look at your subsequent receipts that were received after December 31st. We also confirm with New York State revenues that were provided to the county. Most importantly, your DSS reconciliation of receivables, we will obtain that reconciliation and test it to make sure it's complete and accurate. Accounts payable and accrued expenses, again, we look at your payments that you made January 1st through the date of field work to make sure that that is complete. For your fund balance reserves, those would be the set aside fund balances, both restricted and assigned. We will obtain support for any and all changes that were made to your reserves. Your expenditures, a majority of your expenditures are in payroll amongst other related items. You also have retirement debt service. We will be testing those in addition to a sample of others. Then we have your government-wide items, property and equipment, that would be any property that the county owns, your bonds or other indebtedness. Your OPEB liability is done by an actuary, and then pension liability, you obtain the actuary results from New York State. We do have leases and CBITAs, which are the subscriptions. Those were implemented in previous years, thank goodness. So we'll just roll those forward, see if there's anything new that we need to address. And then the single audit. We did identify preliminary three programs that are required to be audited. That would be the Social Services Block Grant, the Foster Care, and Child Support Services. So we do have that currently scheduled to be tested on March 3rd, the week of March 3rd. So we should have those three knocked out of the way. And then if there's any more, once we get the final CFA, we'll be able to add to that. The other areas of audit focus are going to be the risk interviews that we normally conduct each year. So we do like to rotate those, as well as just reviewing any related party transactions that might have occurred that would potentially need disclosure. On page three is going to be some responsibilities. The responsibilities have not changed too much from previous years. We, as your external auditors, are required to express an opinion on whether the financial statements are material and in conformed with United States GAAP. We do perform our audit procedures, like I said, it's risk-based. So we do obtain reasonable but not absolute assurance that they're free from material misstatement. We do consider internal controls as part of our financial statements, and we do control testing as part of the single audit procedures. Any misstatements that we have or any material corrected journal entries, whether it's adjusting or reclassifying, we would provide those to you. We do conduct our audit with professional skepticism. And then lastly, anything that's significant that comes up during your audit, we would communicate that to management and those charged with governance in a timely manner. On page four, management and those charged with governance also has certain responsibilities as part of this audit process. The first group is related specifically to management. making sure that the financial statements are fairly presented and that they follow all accounting policies, making sure that internal controls are established as well as maintained. There's a periodic review over that. Compliance with any laws or regulations. As your external auditors, we do request information, so just making sure that that's fully provided. And then providing us with a signed representation letter, which is just the very last piece of the audit. Those charged with governance would be essentially the audit committee and the legislators. So communicating with us as your external auditors and then overseeing this process. Combined together, and most importantly, setting a proper tone at the top to making sure that there's high ethical standards at the county. And then on page 5, this year we do have to implement GASB 101, or the county rather has to implement GASB 101, which is related to compensated absences. GASB implemented this effective 12/31/24. Essentially, all of the vacation and sick time, all of the benefits that are provided to the county has to be assessed. So your liability, what we've seen historically, or since we've just really started it now, the few clients we've reviewed this for, it has increased slightly depending on what different types of benefits are offered. So you might see that compensated absences liability increase this year for 12/31/24. The next page is a flyer about us. And then in the appendix, you will see a full request of what we request from the commissioner's office regarding the financial statement audit. The single audit requests are specific to the program, so that depends on which programs you're testing. But this would be a comprehensive list of everything that was provided back in January. If there's any questions, you can take those now.
What are you seeing in your other clients with that compensated absence? Is it just it's a large increase or marginal based on the updates?
I think it's relatively marginal, depending on the size of the liability in general. Mm-hmm. But it also depends on the types of benefits that the county has to offer that was not already included in your compensated absences liability. If you do offer a significant number of other uses that are other liabilities that can be used or benefits that can be used, then you essentially have to calculate how much is that dollar value of that can be used that's been occurred to date.
Okay.
So if you offer, you know, 5 additional buckets of benefits that weren't included, that might be a significant increase.
On page 2, what is a risk interview and should we be looking for that during the year, throughout the year, not only legislators, but the comptroller and the executive staff?
Or from the external auditors?
Well, what exactly is a risk interview?
Sure. So generally what, like we said, as part of the management and those sort of governance responsibilities is to really oversee the whole financial reporting process. You guys are kind of involved in the oversight and the day-to-day activity. We come in once a year, really twice a year to see what the balances are like, what the controls are like. So during the interview process, we inquire about what you think the risks are at the county. Are there any controls in place that will mitigate that risk? What would you do if you had come across fraud? Who would you report it to? So it's really trying to identify from your perspective where the risks are.
So, actually, things I wrote down here. So I don't know if this is happening in public sector, but in private sector now they're doing, and this is more of a compliance thing than audit, but they're related, is an annual attestation by employees that they have no known any suspicions of fraud, waste, and abuse, and they sign an annual attestation for it. That's becoming increasingly popular in private. I don't know about public. I don't know if you have any thoughts on it, but that would be, I know you're taking a sample size, and I don't know what percentage you use or if you can disclose that, but having everybody sign off on it basically as part of like their annual training, they sign off on a sheet. I'm not aware of any fraud, waste, and abuse that exists within the county. That sort of helps it so that's wider spread rather than the sample size. So I don't know anything you can add to that.
I haven't seen any of my clients do it. I could definitely reach out to our partners as well to see if some of theirs. I only have a small portion. So I'll inquire with them as well to see if that's a common practice that we've seen. But I have not seen it. Generally, for you'll have the conflict of interest. I'll see those forms. Usually, if you're doing anything federal from a federal perspective with federally funded, you'll have certain additional requirements for those as well.
And cash equivalent.
Are you seeing municipalities go to completely cashless? And I don't even know if that's allowed, but I know like in town of Worthing, certain things they do is completely cashless. They don't, they go to the transfer station, they don't take cash at all. I don't know if that's.
I think it would really depend on the community that you have, that you're serving. There are options. We have seen people go more to cashless. There have been a lot more check fraud happening that we've seen, and some of the clients, not at the client itself, but from checks being stolen in the mail and then having to spend time to resolve those, getting the postal office involved and the police involved. So we have seen more people using more ACH payments, less cash, more credit cards. So that it seems to be like that's where everybody is going.
I have a question about GASB 101. Is it likely to impact fund balance, or is it really just going to wind up being an adjustment to net position?
It would just be an adjustment to net position.
So thank you.
Thank you.
We decided to exercise the last option, which is the final option, with the required meetings for the audit. But the RFP was sent out. I don't know if anybody, I know the controller, anybody else have any comments about it? No? Okay. So then we'll have Amber go ahead and perfect. Okay. Any new business? Any old business? It's adjourned?
Adjourned? Looking for adjourned.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Close. Thank you.
Thank you.